Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Today is July 23rd, 2022, and my name is Teresa Johnson. I'm a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter in Kansas City, Missouri. I am here with Soror Phyllis Parker Whiteside, a golden soror of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter, Kansas City, Missouri. The title golden means that Soror Phyllis has met the 50-year milestone of the membership in our sorority. We are here today to learn about her story as a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. Soror Phyllis, let's begin with you telling something about your beginning. Where and when were you born?
I was born in Gary, Indiana, August 19th, 1952. My parents' name is Vinette Dorothy Godfrey Parker, and my father's name is Johnny D. Parker.
Okay. Do you have any siblings?
Yes, I do. I have two younger brothers and one younger stepsister. I have an older brother who is an Omega man, by the way.
Okay.
And my mother has passed. My stepmother, which I love dearly, is still alive.
Mm-hmm. Do you have children?
Yes, I have a son by the name of Edward Parker Jr., and I have a legacy niece slash daughter, Cheyenne Parker, who is also a soror, and she became an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman at Alpha Iota Chapter, Lincoln University.
Okay. So, Phyllis, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Gary, Indiana.
And what was your occupation?
My occupation, I'm an educator. I was a teacher, counselor, assistant principal, and then associate director of transportation over in Kansas City, Kansas, District 500.
Oh, wow, that's an exciting career.
Presently, I am a graphic designer. Mm-hmm. This is my second life.
Okay. Soror Phyllis, what college did you attend?
I attend Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri, HBCU. I majored in art education and minored in sociology.
When did you graduate?
1973. And I began teaching in Gary, Indiana, and I decided to get married and came to Kansas City and began teaching over in Kansas City, Kansas at Harmon High School. As I began to teach and enjoy the classes that I was teaching, I decided to go on and get my master's. My brother encouraged me. He said, you need your master's. Okay. So I decided to kind of figure out, well, what would I get my master's in? My brother told me, do not get it in art. He said, can't make any money. That was his statement. So at the time there was a counselor at my school, and she was an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman, Linda Murray, over in KCK. And of course I would visit with her throughout the day because we were working in the same building. And I said, you know, I think I might like doing that. So I decided to go back to school to get my master's in guidance and counseling.
Okay.
After that, I got a job as soon as I graduated. And that was my first love in an occupation, okay, as a counselor. Then I decided, you know, I like going to school. I like education. I believe in education. So what would I get my next degree in? So I said, So I decided to do it in leadership, leadership administration at UMKC, University of Missouri, Kansas City. So I got my ed specialist, ed spec. I have an ed spec, as they say, specialist in leadership administration. And as soon as I got that degree, I got a job as assistant principal. And from there, principal, 2 summers in KCK, and someone was watching me, and the gentleman that was over transportation in Kansas City, Kansas, recruited me to be one of the directors out there at transportation. So then after that, I retired. Well, right before retirement, I decided, what am I going to do? I can't just sit at home. So I decided to go back to school and get a degree in digital imaging, because I was doing a lot of work for Alpha Kappa Alpha, laying out books, souvenir booklets, dead ball, and doing all kind of things. And I was being trained by a gentleman by the name of Mike Neal. And he said to me one day, Phyllis, why don't you go to school and take some graphic courses and come back and share that information? And I said, good idea. So I decided to start courses at Kansas City, Kansas Community College. Well, I was taking courses and I was enjoying it. Well, somewhere in that time, I retired. They were laying people off, and they were suggesting retirement for a lot of us. So therefore, I decided to retire, and I transferred over to Penn Valley Metropolitan Community College.
Okay.
And excellent training. So I got my AA in digital imaging / graphic design.
Sir Phyllis, that is impressive, to say the least. Very impressive. So, Phyllis, when did you become a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha?
Fall of 1971. Silly, sickly, sorry, 17 of us that decided to take membership intake. I can't tell you what number I was, but my name was The Mute.
The Mute.
Because I was scared to death, and I didn't want to say anything. I just...
Okay. So what led you to become an AKA?
That's an interesting story. When I was a senior in high school, my brother, 4 years older than I was, his girlfriend and his best friend went to Indiana University. And on Fridays, he would go visit them. So he would ask my dad. My mother, by the way, died when I was a senior in high school. And my brother asked my dad, could I ride down with him to see his friends? And my best friend at the time was down at Indiana University because she graduated before I did. So I would go down there. And my first introduction to Greek life was step down, step ups, whatever you want to call them, the Q's and the Kappas and the Deltas and the AKs. Well, my best friend wanted to be a Delta. And she said, when you go to college, Phil, they call me Phil, when you go to college, you got to play its Delta. And I said, okay, I will. Okay. Well, when I got down to Lincoln University, I looked at the Deltas, and I looked at the AKs and went, I don't know. And my roommate-to-be, a friend of mine, was Sandy Porter. She is the sister of David Porter, sister-in-law Ira Porter. That is she should be pearl or diamond right now. And she talked about AKA, AKA, AKA. Her sister, both sisters were down there. And also there was a young lady that was from Gary, Indiana. Her name was Almetris Fontaine, and she was older than I was, and she was a dancer in my high school, and I just thought she was the most beautiful young lady, and I looked up to her because I was in the dance group, mm-hmm. and she was a dancer, and I go, wow, she's just wonderful. And she was an AKA, and it was mm-hmm. like, and she was down there graduating, and I said, oh my goodness, I got, so there was an issue there. So I decided to go and go into membership intake at the time and became a proud woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Part of that, my first grade teacher was an AKA, and I did not know it. And I loved her. Her and my mother were very good friends. Some kind of way, they became very good friends. And I think at one time, my mother said, she wants me to be part of that. Because my mother went to college for 1 year in Gary. And I went to my first boule, and she was there. And it was so amazing. That's so amazing. She had talked to my dad and so forth. So she was kind of like my hidden influence because I looked up to this lady. She was my mother's best friend. They would talk on the phone all the time. She wanted me to be at the time, I guess it was Deb, a fashionetta. Well, my mom didn't let me do it. I didn't know what that was all about. Mm-hmm. And I used to go to Ebony Fashion Show in Gary, and she would sell the tickets, and I ushered one time for the fashion show from Alpha Kappa Alpha in Gary, Indiana. So that's my influence, and I'm rambling, so I'm going to stop.
That's really a great story, though. So, Phyllis, what offices and or titles have you held within Alpha Kappa Alpha?
In college, I think I was a grammatist. That was a joke for me. Undergrad level. As a graduate soror, I was a member of Mu Omega when I decided to get active again. And I was over membership chair at the time. It was sisterhood. They didn't separate. It was all together. Mm-hmm. So I was membership chair. I was on standards. I was on budget. I kind of went through a lot of the different committees so I could learn
sure
more and be more functional in the sorority. Mm-hmm. And I became grad advisor because my grad advisor was soror Vivian Jones, the best grad advisor in the world. I mean, I thought she was the only grad advisor all over the world because she was
lovely.
There and she was grad advisor for a long time.
Yes.
And anything I needed, even when I graduated, I could call down there for a transcript. Ms. Jones? She said, okay, Phyllis, what do you want? And I could get anything. So I wanted to be like her because she was an excellent grad advisor. Mm-hmm. So I was grad advisor, and that was an very interesting experience that I don't ever want to do again.
Okay. And you are currently what's your titles now within Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Phyllis?
Well, I want to go back to the grad advisor.
Okay.
The reason I when I became grad advisor, it was an interesting experience. Those young ladies were very interesting. As a result of that, that's one of the reasons I went into administration.
Okay.
Because I said, if I can get beat up by these undergrads, okay. and that's figuratively speaking,
yes.
then I can be an administrator.
Absolutely.
Because they trained me well. So that's one reason why I decided to go into administration. So.
Okay. And what did you say that your current title was within Alpha Kappa Alpha, our most recent titles?
My current title is I'm Archives mm-hmm. Chair. Mm-hmm. I'm co-chairing Target 3. Okay. That's economic literacy / AKA assist. I've been on sisterhood.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I can think of, but I've always been active. And I had a soror tell me by the name of Stacia Bradley Brown. She said, you got to get in and get active, because if you don't, you're going to leave. Mm-hmm. And she made me a sisterhood chair. And I'm like, sisterhood chair, me? Oh, I had a ball. My committee. And I got to know people. I got to know the people. And that's usually a huge committee.
Yes.
So you have a lot of different people. And as a result of that, I got to know a lot more. And I wanted to stay, because at first I was going to leave and just mm-hmm. be general. But I got to know people in the chapter. And sisterhood really helped. Mm-hmm. I was on Deb Ball committee when I was over at Mu Omega.
Yes.
And presently I'm working with the Deb Ball as the graphic designer for the souvenir booklet. And I'm archives chair. And I'm sharing the chair with another soror by the name of Soror Mallory Malone for economic literacy.
Okay.
And I'm on connection. And it's in my heart, because this is 2022. So the state of this country needs us to really step up and do what we need to do politically.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Soror Phyllis. Soror Phyllis, how has Alpha Kappa Alpha impacted your life?
Leadership. Leadership training. When I was grad advisor, I told you those girls trained me well. leadership training, I mean, and service to mankind. Okay. Being an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman, when we had our interviews as undergrads, I said I want to be part of the greatest black sorority in the world. And they said, did you know we had people of other races? And I said, they're like, no, but I still want the greatest because of the service. My legacy, I want it to be that I have given of myself to others. And that's why I work, and I like to work. Whatever I'm a part of, my job or any organization, church, put me to work, I work.
Mm-hmm. And just as you have shared, so Alpha Kappa Alpha has had an influence over your career throughout most of your career, correct?
And as, you know, in my office, I always had something, AKA, if it wasn't a banner, if it was a something. And I didn't realize the importance of that, because people would come in and I'd meet other sorors who would come in the building. But that influence on young girls and the young guys. I start sponsoring young ladies for Deb Ball. And I remember one year, I had three. And this other little girl asked me, she said, Miss Whiteside, can you? I said, I can't sponsor anymore. Because at the time, you had to pay certain things, okay? I said, but I'm going to recommend you to the Deltas at the time, their program. And she got involved and won.
Oh, wow.
Scholarship. She went to college, came out of college, started working, moved back to Kansas City, called me up, said, Miss White, said, I want to be an AKA.
Oh, just like awesome.
And I was like, really? But you got the Delta scholarships. I don't care. The way I carried myself, mm-hmm. things that I had in my office mm-hmm. as a counselor. Mm-hmm. So it's important on how you carry yourself. And to me, Alpha Kappa Alpha women carry themselves like ladies. Now, I'm not saying the other sororities don't. Don't get me wrong. But we have a high standard. Absolutely. And I try to, you know, live by that standard as much as possible. So the impact of education, learning, and learning things other than just life learning skills from my other sorors, some of the older sorors, because when I first joined the grad chapter, those older sorors were very encouraging. Mm-hmm. I mean, very encouraging. Oh, hang in there, you know, Soror Whiteside. Hang in there. Oh, don't give up. Keep keep bringing your point across. And they were very supportive. So as a senior soror, Golden, I do try to encourage the younger sorors to hang in there and to do what they need to do, because it's going to have its rewards of just of being proud and serving through your heart mankind and doing things that you need to do to uplift the sorority and yourself as a person.
Absolutely. So, fellas, what was your most memorable Alpha Kappa Alpha moment?
Becoming an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman, most definitely. And just being active. You said the most memorable?
Yes.
When my legacy, Cheyenne, went over, that was a very memorable moment. Just being membership chair and taking over the line of nine and taking that responsibility and being proud. And even as a grad advisor, mentoring those young ladies, and some of them will try to keep in contact with me now. And I run into them, and it's real warm, a warm feeling. So when you said memorable, mm-hmm. I had one, but I can't remember
right now. It is okay, and we can come back to that. Okay. And I'm sure you have many. You had mentioned earlier about titles and offices you held in your graduate and undergraduate levels. In terms of community service, though, what have been some of your contributions to community service, maybe career or volunteer service with Alpha Kappa Alpha?
You know, I enjoy the AKA Assist. Mm-hmm. That giving back, giving of myself on those committees, working at the food kitchen before COVID. Gosh, that was so rewarding. Mm-hmm. Serving harvesters, some of the activities that we've done. I remember at one time when I first joined Mu Omega, one of our targets, we worked with the School of the Blind over in KCK. That's a memorable moment, because the kids were blind or partially blind.
Yes.
And those activities that we would come up with, and I would even take my son over there with me so he could see what you do giving back to others.
Yes.
That was a memorable moment. It's giving back, working with the sorors, membership intake, that was always a good feeling. So,
Phyllis, let's circle back to your most memorable moment as a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha.
When I was a sisterhood chair membership, and we were bringing in a new group of ladies, it was the line of nine. And you know how it is when you're waiting to get permission from the regional director? And we had things planned. That was when they were doing 5 weeks or 6 weeks. And at the time, Sora Wesley Simpson was the grad advisor, regional director. And she would not respond. And at the time, Sora Linda Grooms was in our chapter, and her mother was Freddie Grooms in Florida. And she was up there in the sorority. And, you know, we were like, they kept asking me, well, when that lady's going over, when? And I said, she won't answer me. So I think it was Linda got the telephone. She was out of town. So Wesley Simpson was out of town. And one of the sorors got the telephone number, because they didn't have cell phones back then.
Yes.
But the hotel she was in Florida. And I called. One morning, one night, I don't know when it was. Hello, Sora Wesley Simpson. This is Sora Phyllis Whiteside from such and such chapter. We just wondering, are we going to be allowed to take these girls over? And she had just gotten out of the shower. So she was like, I don't know what she said, but I was so naive, wet behind the ears. And she said, well, okay, I'm going to get on it. I'm in Florida right now. I said, I know. And So that was a memorable moment. The next part of that was my first regional conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We were getting ready, the group, you know, so as we were getting ready, and usually I try to be very timely.
Yes.
But we're waiting on everybody to go down to the banquet, right?
Yes.
And we had gotten dressed, so two of us decided we're going down there because we're not going to have a seat. And they say, save us a seat. So when we got down there, the place looked like it was packed. You know how it is. Okay. So they said, we don't have a seat. I said, no, you sit on the dais. We didn't know any better. We went and sat on the dais. And you know how they introduced the dais? Wesley Simpson was still the regional director then. And she looked at us, looked at me. She said, you a soror, aren't you? And I said, well, yes, my name is Philip Marsage. And after she said, so you're the one that called me in my hotel room.
Memorable moment.
That was funny. But she was real gracious, real gracious. So that was a fun moment. And the other fun moment was getting to know Sora Alberta Jones.
Yes.
You know, may she rest in peace. She, wonderful, wonderful regional director.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for that. Those are great stories, Sir Phyllis. Sir Phyllis, I also know that you have been in two graduate chapters. You mentioned earlier about Mu Omega, and mm-hmm. you are now in Beta Omega. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
I have enjoyed being in Beta and the responsibility that I've had, mm-hmm. especially with the economic literacy / AKA SIS, working with harvesters. And we did a project at a geriatric center, mm-hmm. and we did cookies for the staff, and then we did socks for the residents.
Yes.
Boy, they just loved it. And I love sitting up in my house and putting the socks together and tying them together. Mm-hmm. Swope Ridge was the place, geriatric center. Loved it. And as a result of that, I start going on a regular basis to mm-hmm. visit some of the residents mm-hmm. there that I got to meet during that time.
Oh, wow.
And it was so, so rewarding. Mm-hmm. The other rewarding part is working with Mother's Refuge.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. It's a place for teen moms. Mm-hmm. And we adopted them. So during Christmas, we put together little gifts together for Mother's Day, for Valentine's Day. It's wonderful. And usually I take the gifts over. And sometimes I get a chance to see some of the babies. And I've met a few of the girls, but it's so rewarding. Mm-hmm. You remember I told you, I want to be service to mankind. I want you to, when you think about Phyllis Parker Whiteside as a soror, you say, boy, she gave of herself.
Absolutely.
That's what we're all about, the focus, giving to back to the community, being service. Mm-hmm. That to me is very, very important.
Okay. Sir Phyllis, what do you like most about being an Alpha Kappa Alpha?
Service. Absolutely. I mean, and meeting, and you know, the sorors, you know, since I've been in Beta, you know, sometimes after the meeting we'll go and we'll have something to eat and mm-hmm. just laugh and mm-hmm. and just enjoy ourselves. It's the sisterhood. You
Absolutely.
Know, it's part of the sisterhood, but the sisterhood getting together to be of service mm-hmm. to the community. It's just so wonderful. I remember going to a boule in Baltimore, Maryland, and it rained. It was raining quite a bit. And when we looked out of our hotel window, you could see all these pink and green umbrellas.
Oh, I can imagine.
I had a picture of it. I wish I had that picture. That was the most heartfelt picture.
Imagine.
Of people in the elevator. Who are you people?
Yes.
And to be proud to say I'm an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman. And to be real honest with you, When I was in the hospital recently, mm-hmm. people would ask me about my jewelry, and I'd say, I'm a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, the same sorority as our vice president. I say it. I'm proud.
Absolutely.
I'm proud that Sora Harris is my, and do you know her? I don't know her, but I am part of, we're in the same sorority. I'm really proud to be an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman. I notice sometimes when I walk in a room and I have on, I'm not real flashy with a lot of my AKA pale familiar, things that I wear. Mm-hmm. But just enough so people know who I am. I can walk in somewhere and someone say, oh, you're an AKA? And I go, how do you know that? Because I have my bracelets on.
Yes.
Or they'll see my necklace.
Yes.
Or someone looks at my hand and see my ring mm-hmm. or my bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just proud.
Mm-hmm. And Sarah Phyllis, you've shared some wonderful stories. Do you have another or just a great Alpha Kappa Alpha story that you would like to share?
Well, you know, the first time I went to Ivy Beyond the Wall ceremony,
mm-hmm.
that was really, 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 mm-hmm. that.
And can you describe what an Ivy Beyond the Wall ceremony is?
It's a ceremony where when our swords pass, it's a ritual that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're coming into the sorority, you have to learn certain songs. And that's one of the songs we learn. But we don't realize what the meaning of that song is.
Correct.
Until you have to sing it at Babby. Ivy Beyond the Wall ceremony.
Yes.
And we don't sing it anymore. Individually, someone sings it for us because I'm not a singer. But the last words I'm going to say is, I think that I shall never know another love that thrills me so, mm-hmm. dwells in my heart by night by day, as does my love for AKA. I think that I will never fear where hearts are loyal, true, and dear. Secure I am at work at play of such of these, the AKA. I think that I shall come to die. There'll be no need for fear or sigh. But if I have not been an AKA, life owes me not. I've lived my day. I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry. That is heartfelt. And thank you, Sora Phyllis, for that.
That gave me the meaning of AKA. You know, you do service. You go to sorority meetings. You get on committees. You do sisterly things. But I've lived my day as an AKA. Life owes me none. So that's all I have to say, and thank you.
Okay, well, I got
Phyllis Parker Whiteside.
Okay, and I got a couple more questions for you, sir, Phyllis. It is okay. Oh. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. And I want to say for the record, I've had such a pleasure. You have been a pleasure. A pleasure, one, I'm honored to be able to interview you, and then two, I have, and I am one of those people that look at you as a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha, and you have always, always been gracious to me. I've learned so much from you. I requested to do this interview of you, and so this is wonderful. This is wonderful. So, Phyllis, is there anything else that you would like to share?
Stay active until you go to the, you know, higher. It's been a pleasure, and I'm so glad that I'm in the sisterhood. Yes, and we'll continue to work as long as I can. I am golden, and I am a life member, but I still want to pay my dues to the chapter so I can be actively involved and be part of it and so forth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sora Johnson and Sora Patton.
Sir Phyllis, again, this has been my pleasure. This has been a pleasure. This has been a pleasure to interview today. I want to thank you for sharing your story. This concludes the recording for Sir Phyllis Parker Whiteside, dated July 23rd, 2022. We are at the Midwest Genealogy Center in Independence, Missouri. Thank you.